There we go. I hit record. Yeah, I'm not you. Thank you for reminding me, Silva, because I'm not good with that. All right, let's start the Benoit show, shall we? 10:51. Oh, by the way, oh yes. Before we start, real quick. So, Kevin, it's your first time. I believe everybody else has been here before. We have an agenda which goes out to the dev list usually every morning, and we go through any RFCs. Then through of which we have none to vote on today, then any PRs, then any issues, and then open discussion time. And we try to fit that all in an hour. So
Alrighty.
welcome to your first one. So the first thing we're looking at is PR 1051, recursively check control flow ASTs.
Specifically AST errors. So this is this is good. Basically, this is saying if we're in the method body, there's certain things we want to do. And it turns out if we're inside a sequence, what we want to do is pop out of that to get to where we can check it, and that's what this does. This is good.
Merge. Boom, one down. Awesome. 10:52.
Indeed. Lifetime intrinsics. Benoit, do you want to explain these, or do you want me to do it? You're muted, Benoit. If you want, I'll just explain them. But I'll go for it.
So this PR is about LVM.lifetime intrinsic, which basically says that when you allocate memory on the stack, you have to say when you'll begin to use that memory and when you'll stop using it. And the intrinsics does that. So this can allow the optimizer to get a smaller stack size in the finite program, or to help register allocation.
And it's that second one that it makes me so happy, because this will definitely result in better register allocation for many, many programs. And that means faster.
I like faster.
Faster is good. This is a great PR. Let's merge that.
Boom. Okay. 10:53. Awesome. It's Benoit
Day. I love the Benoit show. This is another excellent PR. Do you want to explain it, Benoit, or shall I?
It's 10:63.
53. The allow complex expressions in embed construction.
Yes. So if you look at the associated issue, 635, in the example code, we try to construct an embed field from a recovered expression, but that doesn't work because previously embed field had to be directly initialized from constructors. And we now, with this PR, allow to check expressions to see if there is a constructor inside, and if there is, we allow construction.
And the nice part is he's also got the associated change in gen call that does the right thing in terms of on the code gen side, where it passes the correct expression result in.
I'm gonna update so much code.
Yes.
After this.
This is a lovely, lovely PR. It's so lovely that I'm gonna merge it.
Closed. All right. 10:55. Convert functions to constructors and numeric primitives. Also by Benoit.
This is also lovely. So I did a bad thing, which was some time ago. We thought that we were going to have to use functions instead of constructors for anything that would return a value when you're on a machine word. But then, so we wrote some functions to do it that way. Later, we added some functions that could return a value so that you could use a constructor to return a value, and then that value would override this, essentially, for a machine word. Never went back and changed things. This PR not only changes, it fixes that, but it also fixes the bug that would have stopped him from fixing that.
Sweet. Merge?
Yes, please.
All righty. Next, 10:56. Set recovery cap to ephemeral for tran and ref, also by Benoit.
Yes. So, I actually have a question about this one. Can you believe it? Benoit, for this one, I'm wondering if there's any case that we could end up with something that shouldn't be promoted to ephemeral, but it is promoted to ephemeral. I don't think there is. I think it's fine. But I'm wondering if you'd thought through cases.
I don't think so, because since we're only applying that to a transition or reference, I don't think there is any case where an alias of the variable would survive outside of the recover block.
You there, Sylvan?
I'm sorry, I missed almost all of that. I can't tell if my internet connection is dying or if Benoit was breaking up.
No, I heard him. Basically, he said no, he can't think of any way that would be a problem.
Okay, I think it's fine too. Let's merge it, and I'll have a little extra think about it, but I think it is absolutely fine. Particularly, and I suspect this is what he was just saying, but I didn't hear it, because we're only applying it to transition and ref, and those won't be captured from outside the scope.
That is what he said, yes.
Oh, excellent. So we're thinking the same thing.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Actually, we're going to get to somebody else. 10:57. Allow use of sendable members in recover expressions. Also, Benoit, it now has branch conflicts. So that those would need to be resolved.
Too much Benoit.
It's an error code, E, too much Benoit.
Yes. So other than the needing to update for the merge. Sylvan, because I have no idea.
Yes, I have a couple questions, and this is exactly like the other one in the sense that I suspect my questions are not a big deal and that they're already solved. I just want to make sure that, so making sure that the that only sendable fields can be accessed. I believe that code is absolutely right. That's the stuff in reference.c. And there's some lovely test cases in there, which is great. for accessing the method, the thing that I'm concerned about is a mutable receiver could still cause a problem even if all the arguments are sendable. Because, for example, let's say the receiver is this and it's mutable. And we're inside. No, wait. No, I think Benoit's right. Sorry. This was the one that I'd read the most on, and I had this whole theory, and I think my theory is wrong, and Benoit's right. As long as the and the return value. This is good. Oh, God, actually, that's gorgeous. Yes, this is lovely, and Benoit's completely right. This is a thing of beauty.
Sweet, okay.
I would love to merge this.
And the test for the...
I realize that was the most ridiculous. Go ahead.
I'll update the PR to allow new table receivers.
Sylvan, did we lose you again?
We could do that, but I think we should merge it as it is. I was just going to say we can merge it as it is as long as the conflicts are done, and then you can have a new PR to do the other stuff. But I realized I was sort of babbling there, and I want to quickly explain.
No. Okay.
Nobody else can hear Sylvan, right?
Nope, nobody else can hear
Sylvan. Sorry. Am I back?
You are, yes.
Sorry about that. My internet connection is not great. Just as a quick explanation, Benoit posted a thing saying that it seems to me that requiring a non-mutable receiver capability is unnecessary, and that having sendable parameters and return value is sufficient. Am I right here? And I thought he was wrong. And I just went through a little process on the call where I realized he's absolutely right, because the call forms a membrane, an isolation membrane. The method call itself does. So he's absolutely right. I think that's very exciting.
Okay. And dun dun dun, 10:58, allow the use of LLVM bitcode for libponyrt, also Benoit.
So this is a great and fun change. It means you can build the runtime as an LLVM bitcode file if you use Clang, and as a result, when we compile, is we merge the two bitcode files and do cross-module optimization between the application and the runtime. So it's even more faster.
I like those words.
And I forget, is libponyrt being compiled as a shared library or a static library and included in the final binary?
Static.
Okay. So we already have the ability to take the final binary produced, and if you're not using any FFI, then that can be just sort of used in isolation, more or less.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And it works with the bitcode and without it. And in fact, previously we would get some link time optimization between the runtime and your Pony program. This takes that to another level. This is... gets you whole program optimization across both your program and the runtime. It's basically, full interprocedural optimization, every possible interprocedural optimization across the runtime and your program.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is cool.
So, how does one go about using this? I don't quite follow from the reading the. So I do lib time BC when I'm running my which compiler does that flag get passed to?
The runtime BC flag is for Pony C.
Okay, and the passing the runtime dash bitcode equals yes, that's to which?
It's the make file you're building Pony C.
Right, okay, that's what I thought, but I wanted to make sure. And that gives me enough info that I would be able to eventually write some documentation on it if somebody else doesn't first.
Yeah, I was about to say it'd be good to have some docs so that we have just a quick little write-up of here's how you can get full interprocedural optimization.
Yeah, and over time, we might want to streamline that a little bit. Like, I don't know, I want to leave it as is right now. I think it's perfect as is right now. But over time, we might do something fancy, like automatically choose the bitcode version if it's there, things like that.
Yep. Okay, Merge?
Yes, please.
Also, welcome, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
You missed most of the Benoit show.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here for about 10 minutes, but I did arrive late, so.
1063, Theos. Improve performance of persistent map, in particular the size operation.
As well as adding iterators.
So the main thing is obviously adding the size, total win, like yay, basically. The iterators, I haven't looked yet, I apologize. Are they storing the stuff or are they iterating on the fly?
Well, it's pretty much storing an array that is the max length of the array can only be 7 because the tree structure can only be 7 levels deep.
Okay, so the array is the stack.
It stores, yeah, it's a stack and it stores references to each node that's looking at it at any given time.
Can't do better than a stack. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, yep, I'm reading the code now.
Yeah, I mean, excellent. My only thought would be is it might be nice to have the
nice
iterators in a separate
right.
PR so and thus a separate commit. I mean, since we squashed down each PR into a single commit, it seems like it might be nice to have the size optimization and the iterators separately. But
Yeah, I would agree with that. And also changelog, right? I would think.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay. All right, and then when you do that, just ping me on them, and I'll go ahead and I'll merge them later. Or actually, right. Make the changes, let it run, and you got the commit bit. You can merge them yourself if you want.
All right.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. We just solved that problem.
All right, we got 2 issues. All right. Wow, we're making great progress. 1059, Windows paths with space cause dash P option to fail. I know nothing about Windows.
This should definitely be allowed. I don't currently have a Windows box to test or figure out. So, how this is broken. This should absolutely bug, no question.
Somebody else seems to not be having a problem though. That was updated like 3 hours ago since I put it on. I hadn't looked since then, so I'm not sure. So we this seems to be in a state of flux at this point. I would say we can wait
okay.
And see what shakes out.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yep.
Okay.
So the next one is 1062, right? Which is a Benoit issue.
Oh. So it is. Oh. this is my fault.
Oh, and then we have a couple other we got a couple other PRs that came in today that I want to go back through. Real quick. Yeah, I mean, I figured this issue would be a your fault one, Sylvan, you know.
Big time. So
is this from when you put all the stuff on the floor and put it back together again?
Yes. So specifically, this has to do with the fact that we're duplicating the AST for the reified function for every reification on every mangled version of every reachable method. Yeah. Now we are using that stuff later on, right? Having those fully reified functions to do code gen with is good. That's what we use to do the code gen. But reifying all of them, then going through and doing all of the code gen, maybe wasn't my best plan ever. Yeah, because of the memory. All of the memories. Oh, dear. I suspect it's line 230 in reach.c. Benoit, does that sound like what you're seeing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I think what we can do is I suspect that we don't actually need to dupe the functions. I think duping the type args might be needed because we're going to need something to distinguish what type args we were dealing with and why we have this reification. But I suspect duping the function isn't necessary. And what we can do is create that reified function when we do code gen on it. Reify it then, use it, get rid of it. And then we're not keeping all of them the whole time. I'll add some notes.
Cool. Enhancement, bug. I call it enhancement, right?
Yeah, it's an enhancement. It's not causing problems, but we can make it better and use less memory.
Difficulty.
I mean, it's not causing correctness problem.
Difficulty.
Medium.
And we're going to jump back to two other PRs that came in today. When you're done with that, let me know when you're ready, Sylvan. Actually, you can catch up with this. 1064, Kevin, that's yours. The deploy Win64 AppFair artifacts to bin tray.
So
what do you need from me in order to help so that we can merge this? Because honestly, I know basically nothing about bin tray or AppFair, but I'm happy to do whatever you need me to do.
All right. So I don't know who has set up the existing Pony Lang AppFair account.
That would be Sylvan, I believe. That was you.
It's me. And I'm sorry.
And likewise, there's a bin tray. I guess there's an organization or something set up. And I don't know.
Any existing bin tray stuff?
Go on.
You were going to say we could ditch it, Sylvan? You cut out.
Yes. Yes. Sorry. Yes.
Was that Sebastian and we don't have the info by any chance?
It was Sebastian. We might be able to get the info if there's anything missing.
Okay, so we would need... We need to get the bin tray info then, I guess. You were saying there's an existing one, right, Kevin?
Yeah, I can put this in a comment on the pull rec, but
okay.
I think there's an existing one that is building Pony Lang Pony C, or that is the app Bayer is building Pony Lang Pony C, and the bin tray is where we're attempting, and I think not yet pushing binaries from Travis. So what we should probably do is set up some organization on Bintray, and then perhaps you can give me permission to go and create the repo and projects like I described on this pull req.
Is there anything else in order to make your life easier that you need to be given access to?
Not that I really know of yet. What we need is to set up that repo and those projects and go and encrypt, use the AppBayer account to encrypt this this Bintray API key. And once we've done those things, it should all be easy.
All right. Sylvan, I don't think you want me to get near AppFair. You remember what happened last time.
Let's get Kevin complete access to the AppFair.
Yes. Yes. In the bin tray in the Travis CI?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know how to do that without fucking shit up?
I think I can do it for AppVare. Can you try for Travis and Bintray? Or Kevin can just create a whole new Bintray organization. I'm not sure that the existing one is a great place to start.
I can do Travis. I know I Travis is the only one of the three that I can say I won't fuck up. The other probably fuck up. Seeing how I've never used Bintray. So do we want to do a new Bintray org?
Sounds good to me. Is that okay, Kevin? Make a whole new one?
We can try.
Is there a problem with
The hesitation is not so much that there's a problem, it's that I don't have a lot of experience with this either. So I don't know how much whether I need to be added to the GitHub org too, in order to set some of that stuff up, or what?
That can be done.
But that can be done. All right. So Sylvan, how about you get him set up with Bintray and AppFair, and I'll handle the Travis.
I will definitely do AppVayor, and I'll either set them up on Bintray, or I will fail and say, oh God, just make a new one.
Okay. all right. And I'll drop you a note when the Travis stuff should be working, Kevin. All right?
All right, cool. Thank you.
All right. And okay, Sylvan, one more. 1071. Benoit, set the right dereferenceable value for Pony Create. This actually came in this morning before I was putting in the agenda, but Travis was broken at that time for whatever reason. Just for us, not for everybody. So yes, it's a very small PR.
Yeah, this is, yes, please merge. Please, please, please.
Merged. All right. And so ends Benoit Day.
Until next week.
I have more coming tomorrow.
Yay!
Every day is Benoit Day.
Every day. Hell yes.
Oh, goodness. Goodness, goodness, goodness. Does anybody have anything that they would like to discuss?
I would like to discuss how awesome Benoit is.
Yes, that and Kevin.
And Kevin and Theo. Yay, people. Yes.
The trio of awesome. But anything beyond that, I got nothing at the moment, except I still owe a PR that I said I would do last time, but I haven't done yet. But I will be doing that soon. But that's a PR that Ben Silman has to add to. Anybody have anything else? Cool. All right. Well, thank you everyone for coming. Benoit, again, thank you for all of the awesome commits. Theo, thank you for yours. Kevin, dear God, thank you so much for helping us get to where we can start doing regular releases. That will be absolutely incredible and probably make a world of difference. I'm going to stop recording.